Okay, welcome back. Had an email from Professor Eric Carlstrom, retired. Dr. Carlstrom is on often, as you know, terrific authority in terms of one of the most ugly parts of contemporary America, and that's the targeted individual program that American tax dollars fund and is staffed by some of the most maniacally stupid and obviously evil people you could imagine. TIs. Not good. When you hear the term TI, these people have been targeted for any number of reasons, and their lives are often ruined to the extent that many of them kill themselves. Some perhaps are murdered. We don't know. But at the very least, they're driven to a state of near frenzy in terms of concern for their well-being, fear, paranoia, PTSD, you name it. It's not a good thing. TIs are truly victims in this culture. And it's a program that very few Americans know about. I would say 5%, maybe. What do you think, Eric?
Oh, gosh. Good evening, Jeff. Thanks for having me on. You know, that's a good question. You know, there are so many actually that are involved in carrying out the program covertly. It's kind of a wink and a nod to keep your mouth shut kind of thing. I think our society has already moved, Jeff, into a system of predators and prey. And the TIs would be the prey, and the and actually the legal system, the police, and the you know, ex-military, ex-intelligence personnel, and the privatized versions of those that are private security firms and private intelligence firms that are hired out by the government and given contracts to take out these, you know, suspected terrorist threats or whatever they want to call us.
I think there's, you know, excuse me, but I think, Eric, excuse me, some of them are just simply victims of experiments, programs, torture operations to see how far they can go. They're suspected terrorists, but I think they're honestly just very unfortunate American citizens in too many cases.
Well, yeah, I think you've misunderstood my intent. I was saying that although we may be classed as potential terrorist threats by the
DHS, I got it. Okay. Yeah.
We are, in fact, as you say, the lab rats, the guinea pigs for non-consensual bioengineering testing. And really, this is the point that I've come to this week that is kind of a revelation. Imagine you've assembled, you know, 500,000 puzzle pieces, and you've got half of them on the board after a long period of effort. And then you find a couple more pieces and they fit perfectly. And now you don't have the whole puzzle, but you can see what it is. And this is what I feel. I feel like I've had some epiphanies this week, which is why I wrote to you and asked you if we could talk about this. And the epiphanies really connect the dots between all the way going back to the Macy conferences and MK Ultra, which were top secret mind control programs run out of the military and the CIA back around World War II and 50s and 60s and actually ever since. And and then takes us right up to Klaus Schwab and Noah Yuval Harari and the Great Reset and You Own Nothing. Yappy.
That guy is I don't know what you call him, a ghoul? I don't know. He's creepy.
Yes, I guess it's the occult standard formula that they have to tell you what they're doing to you.
It's true. It seems to be their SOP. I don't know why. They seem to be, if they tell us in advance what they're going to do, they're morally off the hook. It's bizarre when you think about it. Never mind they're going to kill 20 million of us. If they tell us in advance through their own oblique methods, they're off the hook. That's how they think, anyway.
That is how they think, and as you know, I mean, if you study their writings and their work and history, indeed, you know, with the Jacobins and the Illuminati and the French Revolution and the Bolshevik Revolution, right up to the present iteration of that same satanic conspiracy, which has now gone completely global. As I say, all the pieces have come together. It's the same program that we TIs, as we have intuited before, we targeted individuals, which is a phenomenon that goes back at least to 1955, according to Cheryl Welsh. We are the beta test for what is now being rolled out on the entire global population with the vaccines. Right. This is the epiphany that I've come to, and that what they're putting in the vaccine does have the graphene oxides, which can self-assemble into nanotech, which can become intracorporeal or intrabody networks, which can override the signals that are given inside the body so that the individual can be externally controlled, remotely controlled electronically, which then, and here's the segue then to Bill Gates' 666 cryptocurrency total enslavement to patent. This, I think, now, for, like I say, the picture for me has come quite clear. And the reason it has come quite clear is, number one, you put me onto a TI who I had an extensive conversation with, who actually is quite knowledgeable, more so than I, about some aspects of the program. So we're always trying to understand what's happening Good. To us. It's confusing. Yeah. And lots of insights from this TI. And I have a post about that on my website now. And then also another TI sent me a link to a series of programs called Brain Jabbed, which came out of Rich Planet. Richard D. Hall interviewing David Ferguson, a couple British guys, about all of the work that has been done on the nanotech features, which are found in not only the vaccines, but in human blood samples. And so I watched this long series very carefully. They've done a tremendous job of breaking it down. Lots and lots of photos of what's in the Pfizer and the AstraZeneca and the Moderna, and even the Russian Sputnik and the Chinese Sinopharm. So all the world's on board with this global enslavement program, which they are effecting. And I'm afraid, Jeff, a lot of the questions that I hear you ask on the program, you know, what's happened to these people? Well, we can make some very educated guesses now. These people have foreign material in their bodies now, which can, you know, self-assemble into nanotechnology. There's a couple of scientists who've really sorted this out. We can talk about who they are and what their hypothesis or their theory is. But it would appear to me that we're now making the transition to moving from human 1.0 to human 2.0, which is cyborg, a man-machine cybernetic organism, that they have accomplished this, that these are, you know, I guess you could call it satanic science, which has been going on for the last 80 years plus, going back to the 30s.
Sure.
Yeah, and these scientists, many of whom, you know, they're all very, very brilliant. Let's hand it to them. But many of them, I think, were kind of cogs in a giant machine that they didn't understand what the other, you know, the whole machine looked like. They're doing their little part. And somebody with perhaps greater vision or agenda and intelligence took all these pieces together. And now that what they've done is put this global enslavement technology into the vaccine, and of course, turning us into essentially a computer, and so we get our software updates. And of course, Bill Gates is in charge, the head of Microsoft, you know, who's always doing these, updates onto your, software. So the humans are now going to be updated with these vaccines, and we can talk about how this works. This is really horrible news. I mean, I feel horrible, yeah. But at the same time, we have to tell our fellow humans, because this is kind of a last stand. People who are listening to this are going to have to get involved. You choose freedom and you fight for it. You're fighting for your life and your future now, as well as that of your children and your grandchildren and your species. Or you just sit back and slavery will happen to you. Because now Noah Harari has told you what they're going to do, their total biometric surveillance, going to put it in your body, and they're going to turn you into a hackable animal with no more free will. He's told us in your face. Well, he's telling the truth. They've got the technology. In fact, it's rolled out. It's been rolled out since they started the vaccine. And with all these photos and these really good scientists, now showing how this bioengineering system actually works, and we can get into this a little bit, although this is a vast subject, we'd have to talk about 20 hours to really do it justice. But again, people can go to my gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com website and look at some of my more recent posts, because all of these shows are on there. The primary documents like Mick Anderson's brilliant, not his real name, but a brilliant scientist. He's got a paper out now in December of last year in which first he's working on the work of Dr. Pablo Campra, a scientist in Spain, who's it's called Detection of Graphene in COVID-19 Vaccines by Micro-Raman Spectroscopy. And then Mick Anderson took that information, and he's obviously a very top scientist who compared that information with what's out in the scientific literature and wrote a paper called Intracorporeal Nano Network, a brief summary, in December of last year. And he's saying here, he's identifying features. So now imagine, Satan or some really brilliant scientist saying, okay, we want to take over the human body so that we're in charge of it now. You know, you had free will. You thought you could move your arm up and down. You could walk down the street. Well, now we're going to assign you. And Catherine Austin Fitz, of course, has talked about this at length. She's been right on from the beginning. This is the go direct cryptocurrency system, which is based on this nanotechnology in your body, Bill Gates's 666 patent, which allows them to essentially see what your organs are doing and see what kind of work you're producing, see what you're doing, read your thoughts in real time, inject thoughts in real time. And again, we TIs were the beta test for this.
Remove memories, implant memories. Who the hell are you? I mean, why? What's the need for the species except for their toys? That's who we're going to be.
Well, that's it. I mean, this is horrendously depressing stuff. But we need to say no. We need to say F you. take your new plan and take it to Mars or take it to Antarctica or someplace. Leave us alone. We are humanity. We're happy with our free will, and we refuse, give me liberty or give me death. And of course, this brings us back to, the Revolutionary War, Patrick Henry, and the great people who made this a free country. And I have to remind of, the sentiment is Patrick Henry saying 1775, for my part, whatever anguish of spirit it might cost, I'm willing to know the whole truth, to know the worst. And I'm telling you the worst. This is horrendous. And to provide for it. Provide for it means to respond, counter it, to defeat it. We must defeat Yuval Noah Harari, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, Tedros of the WHO, the United Nations. These are the globalists who envision enslaving us for all time. This is the 1984 scenario where you cement in the upper class and the lower class has no possible means of escape. They are the simplest.
You notice Eric said two classes, and that's exactly correct. Two classes. That's it.
Yeah, no more middle class. In fact, the middle class in America has been the target for a long time, as I think our listeners will know. I mean, it's been my whole life. I'm 72. But we can go into that. That's a different story. But we're up against it now. And what my research is showing, Jeff, again with my gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com website, is that this is a plan that has legs. This goes back hundreds of years, and we can – and I've traced it, with the help, of course, of many, many other people. I'm basically now a reporter. I used to be a physical geography professor doing original primary research. Now I'm a reporter.
That's funny how that turned out.
I'm working harder. I'm working pretty hard because the survival of our species is at stake.
Just the survival of the species. That's all. No big deal.
Yeah, that's all.
It is a big. This is the end of the line, folks. Friends, countrymen, if we don't do something about this, we're toast.
Yeah. Let me just read you this. Okay, Romola D is another TI investigative reporter, and she posted this Mick Anderson report as well. She said she's reposting the document. She says the scientific researcher of Corona 2 Inspect, that's Mick Anderson's website, who's been comparing the data found in extant scientific literature with the images and video of vibrating quantum dots, carbon nanotubules, fluorescent nanoribbons, capsids, and other findings in the vaccines, and the blood samples, I might add, by different researchers, particularly Dr. Pablo Campra, and finding evidence of nanorobotics, self-assembling nanorouters, nanosensors, plasmonic antennas, and nanocircuits related to the possible building of nanonetworks in the human body to overlay and displace human neural networks. Of course, the brain is enormously complex, but now they've, I think, more or less cracked the code, permitting remote access neurostimulation, neuromodulation, and neurocontrol. The grotesque dream of the transhumanists seeking to hybridize humans via bioengineering, nanorobotics, and synthetic biology into digitized beings linkable in an internet of bio-nano things, an internet of things for eventual linkage to an AI-run global brain net and internet of bodies. Okay, that's kind of a mouthful. I apologize, but hey, this is the world we're living in now. The engineers, those control freaks, we got to have engineers to have bridges, but these kind of satanic...
No, these people are not, they're not us. And we got to keep that in mind. You mentioned Campra and La Quinta Columna. They've done some very interesting work, and we've tracked them and been reporting on them for well over a year now on this program. Yeah. And I'm interested in watching where this all goes. There's so many facets to these kill shot bioweapons. We don't even know all the things that are being injected into people, that are being shed by those who have been vaccinated. We don't know all the shed factors. There are many of them. There are people who have simply been around someone who's been vaxxed for a relative few minutes, and they become terribly ill for days. That's how violent whatever is being shed is. We think it's a spike protein. We think it could be mRNA. It could be URA3665. It could be any one of a number of things. We don't know. But we do know that they suddenly called off the masks and the social distancing and just threw a switch. It's gone. Don't do it anymore. Why? Because they want mixing and mingling and shedding and horizontal transmission of whatever is being dumped off by those who have been shot up. They want it dumped off on the unvaxxed. This is how they're going to clean up those who refuse. How many in this country, in America, have refused to get shot up? About 72 million. Figure we got 350 million here in round numbers. That's about 20% that have not been vaxxed or injected with the bioweapon. So it's 4-1 against the unvaxxed. Understand that. I'm not saying there's open warfare. I'm just saying 4 out of 5 have been vaxxed, and they are shedding actively, constantly, around the clock. And we're going to spend next hour talking more about this and how a mask could actually save your life. Now, this is not a joke. It's a very confused situation, and we're trying to bring some clarity to it. So please go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, it is horrendously confusing, and it is a warfare. It's warfare against the population of the world. It's decades in the making, and it's very cleverly done.
And just overseen by AI, supercomputers around the clock. Make no mistake about that. They know in advance what's going to happen. They're running real-time data into the supercomputer AI database around the clock. They know before they even launch another op what's going to happen. They know. That's how clever this is. They're way ahead of us. It's hard. I'm not saying give up. I'm saying try to become aware of the fact that the enemy you're facing has equipment and technology that is decades ahead, in many cases, of what you would imagine. You've got to be on your toes. This is, as my colleague says, this is survival of the wisest now. If you can learn and understand what you're up against and appropriately plan, you will have a chance. Otherwise, no chance.
Yes, it starts to feel like Blade Runner or Terminator. You know,
exactly.
These predictive
exactly.
programming movies, you know. But yes, you're absolutely right, and thank you so much, Jeff, for being on top of this subject. I think you've been very, very in the front of the field on this, and no doubt have contributing to, you know, some people, a lot of people staying alive, and hopefully the word gets passed, and hopefully people will get up to speed as fast as possible on these. So I think one way to do that, my recommendation is to watch this, if you have the time, even if you don't have the time, watch this movie series called Brain Jabbed with Richard D. Hall and David Ferguson, because they go through the images that Dr. Pablo Campra and others found in the vaccines and in the human blood samples, and interpret them, I think, in a very kind of measured way, and then look at some of the primary documents that have been written by Dr. Campra and by Mick Anderson. Again, this is going to be, like you say, the survivors are going to be those who have a sense of what's happening. And Sun Tzu, the ancient Chinese military strategist in The Art of War, said, know your enemy, know yourself. And we're at war. And the people that are waging war against us, we can identify them. I mean, they have names and addresses, and we know who they are. But they have the power. I don't know that we have, I can read a list here, but I'm not sure that the police are going to go out and arrest these people. It would probably backfire.
Well, in many cases, unfortunately, the police are those people, by extension.
Yeah, by extension, sure. They're the Praetorian Guard. They're the Mandarins. But so in this paper by Mick Anderson, he says that he is a very brilliant scientist, you know. So let's not write all scientists off. He has a schematic of the intracorporeal nano network. The nano network, he says, is a set of objects and elements in your body, mind you, with the ability to interact with each other by means of signals in the forms of pulses, electromagnetic waves, and electric fields, being also capable of operating in the molecular spectrum. These components may be already assembled or pending self-assembly when the conditions of temperature, magnetism, and environment are appropriate. Let me see here. Just lost my place. So far. Okay, here we are. He says, within the nano network, two types or strands can be distinguished, the one that is fixed in the brain and the other that is fixed in the rest of the body. And so in the brain nano network, you have, I don't know how many trillion neurons in the brain, and of course, maybe close to that anyway. And then, half a trillion or a billion. I'm not sure what the number is. But then the possible interactions between all the neurons with the axons and whatnot does certainly get into the trillions. So the brain then becomes the most complicated thing in the universe that science has been working on, with the Human Brain Project in Europe and Obama and DARPA's Brain Project, of which this is a part. So the brain nano network aims to form a neuronal interface to interact with the cognitive, physical, and electrical processes of brain activity, again, for neuromodulation, change your thoughts, neurostimulation, can introduce emotions and anger and things like that, and neurocontrol, can insert thoughts and commands. This requires the introduction of carbon nanotubes that can link between the neurons, shortening the natural distance of the axons, which connect the neurons. This can also be achieved with graphene quantum dots and graphene nano sheets, although the literature makes explicit that single-walled carbon nanotubes, SWCNT, lots of acronyms here, or multi-walled carbon nanotubes, MWCNT, are the key element. The carbon nanotubes, together with the hydrogel in which they are coated, act as electrodes, picking up the fluctuations of the electrical activity of the neurons with sufficient sensitivity to determine the segregation of neurotransmitters. So imagine some very, very demonic and smart scientists who figured out how to rewire the human brain and rewire the human body so they can control it. And then you become, of course, the slave. You're the bio-robot cyborg slave. And this is what the early brilliant TIs like Dr. Ronnie Kilda were saying, 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, Cheryl Welsh, many others, who have really did the research on this, and I read all their stuff. And reading Cheryl Welsh's work, I kind of was able to look at the background of these top secret science projects. And so for me, Jeff, this theory is, it's true at the 99% confidence level. I don't see how this could not be true, having read all the research of the MK Ultra and the Macy's conferences, which looked at these very, very issues and had brilliant scientists examining and working overtime and supported by the military and the government to accomplish this. So, in fact, our governmental structure, the highest levels, this has been a numero uno project. Now, that's kind of upsetting to think, okay, our government's been working on enslaving us as a population for, well, all our lifetimes and then some, but
true.
It's true. it's sad, but true, we can, again, if some of your listeners will look at some of these articles and these photos and these diagrams, we see that the human body now can be hacked, and the human mind can be hacked. Yuval Noah Harari is not, out of order. I mean, he's saying the truth.
No, there's no hyperbole in his spoken prose. He's telling it as it is. Maybe he's talking too much. I don't know, but it's all there. It's right out there. They're not hiding it anymore, Eric. They don't care. They've got the upper hand.
If they've got 80% of the world's population vaxxed, or America's population, and we 20% are now vulnerable to shedding,
Correct.
Whatever laws, draconian laws they come up with a new vaccine or a passport or whatever,
all the existing vaccines are going to be reinvented on the mRNA platform. Think about that. Spike proteins potentially in any or all of them. And children get how many by the time they're 12 or 14, 50? I don't know. It's some insane number, and it's going up all the time. They're vaccinating us into a cyborg society is what they're doing, or killing off the remainder that they don't need. They're using the vax route.
Yes.
They can use food, they can use air, they can use water, they can use... Obviously, stuff coming out of the screen you're staring at right now, many of you, they have that ability. They have satellites. They have vans they can park down your street if they want to target you. They can target you from above by air. The technology arrayed against us is horrific. And the grid, the cell phone grid alone. And think about the electric grid. The electric grid, as you probably well know, could carry all audio and video and computer information streams that we'd need. It could all be out of the wall plug in your house. But there are too many industries that they're making money, so they will not allow it to be carried on the electric grid. But that doesn't mean they aren't putting into the electric grid frequencies, mind control techniques, and technologies. They are. And that goes right around you, up the wall, down the wall, where the wires are, hidden behind your drywall. In every office, every building, every house, you got electric wires, most of you. And that's where a lot of the stuff is being hidden.
Yeah. So what we're really dealing with is a population. You know, Thomas Jefferson said the people that believe they can be ignorant and free want what has never been and can never be, or something to that effect. We have had our scientists, our top-level scientists, 50, 60, 80 years out ahead of even what's taught in our universities. And black science, you might call it, black projects. And the people, I guess we've been kind of lulled into an anesthetized state of consumption. We're consumers. And we've had it good, and our survival instincts are no longer sharp. We don't know what's arrayed against us. But what I can say is there is a weak link here in their system, and that is the cell phone, because that is the gateway in many of their kind of bioengineering diagrams. The cell phone is absolutely required as part of the circuit of communication. And I can't put my – there it is. Yeah, I've got it right here with Mick Anderson's diagram, the nano router, and he shows a picture of what's in the vaccine. Then the TSOOOK coding, and he shows kind of some sine waves. And then the codec nano interface, and he shows a picture of a real life version, and then something in the vaccine that looks very similar. And then he shows a handheld cell phone as a gateway, which is bringing outside frequencies to the body. And now all of a sudden things can happen inside your body. Mm-hmm. And then he also shows on this same diagram encryption of data packets, data transmission, skin barrier. So again, you know, we've been lulled into kind of a false sense of security in America. Most people, including myself, would be ignorant of some of these engineering principles. But now it would behoove us to look at some of these diagrams and see exactly how, or try to understand how the system is meant to work. If we could ditch our cell phones, for instance, and remove the gateway of transmission of these electrical signals, that might help. If we could get away from 5G or other electromagnetic frequency broadcasters like radomes, that would help. Of course, we can't get away from Elon Musk's satellites with 40,000 low Earth orbit satellites projected. But if we understand supercomputers, satellites, electromagnetic frequencies, the brain, cell phones, cell towers, a system of sending and receiving brain waves in the form of EEGs, electroencephalographs. This was pioneered in 1955 by MIT's Dr. Norbert Wiener when he invented the autocorrelator. And he could interpret these EEGs, the information sent on this energy, and that's the little squiggly lines you get if you're doing a stress test or something for your heart. You see the little squiggly lines, something like that. Well, the EEG does that, and even in 1955, Norbert Wiener figured out how to interpret the EEGs, the information being carried on the signals, and he could send signals along 12 channels to the brain and receive them back. That's okay. That's 1955. And then 1959, Dr. Saul B. Sells at Texas Christian University was the principal investigator of MKUltra Subproject 119, which has five goals, including, you know, sensors and all kinds of things, but includes the remote activation of the human subject through electromagnetic means. In other words, what we're seeing today. They've been working on this since the 50s and before, and this has been top secret. These people should hang. A lot of these people are dead already. They're probably in hell. These people are traitors of the highest possible magnitude. They may have been, you know, well-intentioned. They may have thought, oh, well, we're going to get the Russians with this. But all of this, of course, is now being unleashed on humanity. So again, the epiphany for me this week, Jeff, which is huge, is that it all fits together. The satanic plan of the secret societies, the Illuminati, the Jacobins, the secret science of the CIA and the Nazis, and the Macy conferences and the Ratio Club, and the corruption of science by the Department of Defense, and the, you know, non-consensual testing of human test subjects by the U.S. government, must be into the millions. All of this leads to the present situation where the World Economic Forum can say, well, we got a great reset now. We're going to have humans version 2.0, and you're going to have nothing, and you're going to like it. You're going to eat bugs. Or else we're going to cut you off from the electrical system. The electrical grid is so well controlled that all we have to do is cut off cryptocurrency. You don't get any cryptocurrency because you haven't been a good slave this week. And, of course, Catherine Austin Fitz had this pegged 2 years ago, more than 2 years ago. So it's all fit together. I mean, this is an enslavement program, a gigantic, diabolical, evil enslavement program. Anyway, your comments, Chuck.
Al, everything you said is essentially grounded in fact that if you've been watching, you've already seen certainly the bedrock being put down, if not the actual deployment of it. This, for example, calling this bioweapon injection a vaccine is one of the biggest perversions of language of our lifetimes. It has nothing to do with vaccinations. It was never designed. The concept was never for a vaccine. It wasn't built or constructed to be a vaccine. It was built and constructed to do exactly what it's doing. It was deployed as a bioweapon to kill people or to damage them to the extent that they're no longer viable. And that's what's happening. And it's going to get a lot worse. And now they're getting ready for famine. They're going to starve us this coming winter, as you already know, Eric. They're killing, what, 30 million now chickens and turkeys. They burned down 20, 25 major food processing plants. They're doing all kinds of things to guarantee that there will be one hell of a food shortage this coming fall and winter. It's not going to be pretty. So those of you out there who still have a few expendable dollars, if I were you, I'd head over to Costco and try and find some reasonably healthy, freeze-dried foods and put them away as soon as possible. You must prepare. If you have a family, you must prepare. So it's just going to get worse, okay, before it gets better. Go back to the Deagle.com projections as of January 1, 2025. If you can see what he said then in his projections, or whoever helped him put them together, that America was due to have about anywhere from 65 to 99 million people left. That's all. By January 1st, 2025, then you do the math and you figure out that there's 72 million or 74 million who have been unvaxxed at this point. And the vaxxed, if they all die, that'll leave around that number of people. And the vaxxed, in so many cases, are showing signs of massive immunocompetence going out the door and to be replaced with AIDS. They have AIDS. When you have AIDS, the door is open for anything. And as Dr. Blalock said, and I'll continue to quote it, he said, we're going to see cancers and diseases that we don't even have names for. Because when the immune system is gone, you have no defense against anything that would otherwise be shrugged off by the normal immunological competence of the human body. But that's not happening anymore because of the spike protein. That's the number one thing you got to keep in mind. Liquid nanoparticles are right there with it. This issue is enormous, and yet most people don't know a thing about it because it's not on the TV. It's not on the mainstream commercial TV, so they don't know. So they're in trouble.
The revolution will not be televised.
No.
Or it will be showing something else that gets everybody distracted.
Think about it though. It's one other thing. I just want to repeat this. We got if this figure is correct, and the CDC put it out. I don't trust the CDC, but it seems reasonable that 80% of the populace in this country, let's call it 350 million, because of all the illegals who have come in and so forth, are vaxxed. 20% are not vaxxed. Where does that put us at January 1st, 2025? It will put us somewhere around 80 or 90 million Americans left if we think correctly that the vax is going to end up taking these people out. Some will go slowly, some will go more quickly. We're seeing it already. It's like it's time fused. So depending on what batch you got, from which manufacturer, how strong the dose was, And what components were put in it, we don't even know. So this is not looking good. And I don't want anyone to give up, for goodness sakes, because there's always a way to beat everything. You just have to figure it out and be strong enough to persevere. So don't quit. We're here to help you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for saying that. I sometimes worry that, we're too depressing. But again, going back to good our friend, the first governor of Virginia, Patrick Henry, I want to know the worst so that I can provide for it. Now, here's a little interesting wrinkle that Dana Ashley pulled up. I don't know if you've ever watched some of her shows.
I have seen some. I have.
Yeah, yes. She's a pretty smart lady. We have a lot of people that are on the internet now. Anyway, I put a post based on her YouTube. My post is called Symbols in the Scimitar. Does the new Israeli Abraham Accord medallion depict global satanic electronic enslavement and mind entrainment system? And let me just, you could buy this medallion in September of 2020. It was one of the temple coins to commemorate the peace agreement between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. And there, you know, is a very striking image of a big scimitar. And it looks like, gosh, the scimitar is falling apart into little pieces, you know, kind of like they're pounding their swords into plowshares. But the little pieces start to look like vaccine needles and rocket ships and cell towers. And here are the pieces. Ashley notes that the scimitar on the back of the coin, one, has deep ties to the open persecution of Christians as a symbol, and is a symbol used by 33rd degree Freemasonic Shriners Club. And within the scimitar sword itself, this is a nice little coin that you could buy, a temple coin. We see images from bottom to top representing three facial recognition and biosurveillance equipment, medical needles for vaccinations, COVID vax shots, zeros and ones to depict computer language and AI, gears. All these elements will mesh together in an AI-controlled internet of things and consciousness, hive mind. Number seven, Wi-Fi EMFs, electromagnetic frequencies, such as 5G from trees, cell towers, and satellites for surveillance and targeting of everyone. Number eight, a radar or LIDAR using infrared light or lasers dish, a space shuttle, a dove with an olive branch, and at the highest placement of the coin, Saturn, the symbol of Satan. And then Dana Ashley says, guys, they have to tell you who they worship. I thought that was an interesting little wrinkle, and I think it's somehow relevant, you know. So, again, if you want to...
let's go back to TIs just for a couple minutes here. And these people live lives of quiet desperation in many cases. How many people do you think are actively involved, approximately, in various TI programs in the country right now? And we're talking about human subjects for satanic and otherwise highly immoral domination, experimentation, subjugation, etc. How many people are suffering?
Well, I've heard different estimates. I personally think it's worldwide. It's in the many millions. I've heard estimates as low as 200,000 in America. I've heard estimates up to 2 or 3 million in America. I think it's an expanding for-profit business, as per the insights of Susie Dawson. But I'm glad you brought the subject back to that, because of course, the reason TIs are important is that what we are now undergoing is what everybody's going to be undergoing, more or less, electromagnetic, no-touch torture, soft kill, silent kill, slow kill programs, where we are constantly monitored. They know exactly where we are at all times, and many of us, they have surveillance that gets under our skin, as Yuval Noah Harari says, so that they know more about us than we know ourselves. You know, they know when you're going to take a poo, you know. They know when you're having sex. They know when you're going to the toilet. They know if you've got to throw up. So this kind of this is not a life. This is a controlled life. This is like living in the Truman Show, where everybody's pretending. Everybody's
It's already that way, Eric, and it happened in. It actually happened over a long period of time, but it manifested and was manifested in the last 2-3 years. If you think about it, look where we are. Look what's happened in just 2 years of mind control, fear-based mind control, fear porn. Threats, horrible suppression and lockdowns of people, and just incredible. And now look what they're doing to our children, little children. They've approved for little children these so-called vaccines. They are not vaccines, never will be, never were invented to be, never were created to be. For little children, what is it, a month old now? And they've approved remdesivir for six-month-old babies? These are kill shots. There's no other way to phrase it. They're going to kill these little kids. And there are 20% of the mothers, approximately, who are aware of the fact that they're lowering the legitimate age or the legal age to get vaccinated. And they say, we can't wait to get our kids vaccinated so they're safe. They're going to kill their kids. That's what they're going to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'll never figure it out.
Yeah, the problems are so compounded, it's very difficult to figure out which way to turn and which problem to address. But going back to the TIs, another question is, how many non-consensual human experimentees have there been in America since, say, World War II? Well, I would guess it's in the many millions. Clinton admitted 500,000, but we know there were at least 400,000 atomic soldiers back around after World War II, and about that many Gulf War syndrome victims in the first Gulf War. Those are all soldiers. We also know that now all soldiers are non-consensual human experimentees because they've been forced to take the jab. But we know that the TI community, quote-unquote community, is just – how can you have a community of lab rats, you know? But this has been going since 1955. It's been ever expanding. And these people are put in a whole series of different protocols and routines to test these technologies. The technology is what they call it. The program is what they call it. An unacknowledged special access program, USEP, or black program. But here's what this TI told me this last week, which was most interesting to me. Reasons governments, corporations, bioengineers are collecting brainwaves from non-consenting human guinea pigs. This was this TI's opinion. As part of DARPA Brain Initiative, brain mapping involving EEG and brain imagery, mind reading, cognitive and emotional studies to measure emotional and physiological responses to the stimuli that they produce, like the street theater and the directed energy weapons, neuroweapon attacks of all kinds, to develop and deploy brain-computer interface, brain-to-brain interface technologies, to inflict and measure traumatic brain injury, to learn how the brain heals. Okay, these are your neighbors that are getting tested on like this. And, of course, the intelligence agencies and the FBI knows how to go around the community and smear these people and so that their friends and relatives start to believe they're crazy or pedophiles or prostitutes or whatever. So that isolates them further, gets them away from any support system so that they can be used as lab rats, like on a, you know, in a slide in a Petri dish. Then another one to study the neuroplasticity, how neurons grow and repair themselves in the brain. Google AI DeepMind project conducted by Singularity University, I think that's Ray Kurzweil, and NASA, developing products, wearables, etc., study of Alzheimer's and dementia, develop mind-reading capabilities, I said that, predictive programming, robotics to create and design personalities and character for the robots. So we're being studied so that they can make better robots. Recording lives for simulations, clones, algorithms, and products. For augmented reality simulations like sentient world simulation. For creation of digital twins, clones. To create the Rosetta Brain, which is the first individual or individuals whose brains crammed full of all of Dr. George Church and Company's brain tech. Dr. George Church being the inventor of CRISPR, Harvard Medical School geneticist and molecular engineer, putting things in DNA to change the outcome of the chromosomes, et cetera, and the creature. Test and develop Neuralink, BlackRock, IBM, and NIH brain chips and brain-computer interface products. As test subjects for NIH working groups, this is your friendly National Institutes of Health, which we pay billions of dollars to every year, and they are conducting these experiments on the TIs. May they rest in Hades. Number 20, personality studies. Number 21, as I mentioned before, tortured voyeurism. And number 22, perception studies, semiotics. So this is coming from this one TI. I've added a few things, like, again, to provide data for research and development of these nanobody networks that we've been talking about. And again, Dr. James Giordano, the self-described neuroweaponologist and neuroethicist at Georgetown University and consultant with DARPA, says neuroscience and neurotech industry captures $175 billion a year of market share. So it's just a big old moneymaker for these guys. And Dr. Sure. James Canton, the CEO of Global Futures, Inc., who talks to Special Operations Forces guys, advises Joint Chiefs of Staffs and governments, says life extension research is a $1 trillion industry. And he also talks about funding dark network supply chains and the bad guy hunting business. So there's a whole dark network. There's secret armies of stalkers out there to stalk targeted individuals. And most Americans are unaware. We talked about this a little bit last time. We gave the vitae, this curriculum vitae of some of the ex-military people who were putting their, you know, their vita online and wanting to get their next job with this national security racketeering network. So, yes, TI right now.
That's a great phrase, national security racketeering network. I've not heard that before. That's excellent.
Yeah, that comes from Dr. X Keyscore. I've got a lot of his stuff on my website, too, whoever that is. But he's got a PhD in security stuff, and he's been trying to expose this. Once you get into this world, then you get into the real world. And what this TI told me is Wi-Fi networks are used to collect brainwaves, and CBCI is used. Starbucks collects people's brainwaves. So you're having coffee, and your brainwaves are being collected. Just like Dr. Norbert Wiener was using his autocorrelator in 1955, now the technology is much better. This person says Francis Collins, a former NIH director, is involved. This person says the COVID vaccine injections get the self-assembling technologies into the body. We've talked about that. This person said, and this is that person's opinion, Jews control the tech, torture is via military contracts, and stalking is done largely by new immigrants. Oh, well, that's something to work for these guys to do. This is the secret army of stalkers out there, trackers.
Endless. They're coming in 20,000 a month now, a million a year in Biden's first year alone.
Yeah, they can stalk Americans. Yeah, great.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of them coming in here already do hate Americans, so no problem. They'll do it with extra gusto.
Yeah, that's right. All they got to do is get their cell phone, and the cell phone can have apps that can actually read your brainwaves. So they're taking orders from some central command. These are civil military operations. This person has reason to believe they are chipped with Neuralink, BlackRock chips, and possibly IBM's True North, that this person believes her brain is mapped. Brainwaves can be captured by people, stalkers, spotters, trackers, again, with cell phones, mobile phones, with EEG.
Is this the one that I sent over to you?
It is indeed. Yes, thank you.
That was quite a find, I think.
That is quite a find. This person is very, very perceptive. A lot of these TIs out there are suffering horribly. They're tortured, but a lot of them are still very smart, and they research 24/7 in order to survive. So this person.
I'm glad that worked out. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is how we learn. This person is said that they're exposed to nanoparticles introduced through plumbing and heating systems, gassing from the ceilings of buildings, and bombarded from the sky with drones and chemtrails and nano that's absorbed by a Wi-Fi implant base in the skull and the left ear. This person talked about the butcher number, which they know about from the conversations they get with the voice-to-skull with their torturers. The butcher number refers to the formula for calculating the number of neurons that need to be destroyed to affect specific mental changes. For instance, like a remote electronic lobotomy.
Wow. We got to wrap.
Yeah. Well, we got most of it. But, thanks so much, Jeff, for the opportunity. I really appreciate your consistency and your commitment to exposing this program. Who knows if we'll ever get restitution, but we've got to expose this one greatest crime of all time is now morphing right into the even larger greatest crime of all time,
which is
the COVID. Yep.
Indeed. All right. You be well. Take care of yourself. Be safe.
You too, Jeff. Good night. Take care.
Okay. Good night. Professor Eric Carlstrom. All right. We'll be right back. Hang on.